Jason Renung, Certified Financial Planner and Vice President at Summit Wealth Group, is the host of today's mini episode.
So when it comes to debt, really, people tend to focus on whether or not it's student debt or credit card debt, HELOCs, mortgages, things of that nature. But really what you want to focus on is the interest rate. You don't have to be emotional about that debt. You just have to take a look at what the interest rates are and what you can do about them. Typically, from a standard standpoint, that means the credit cards are very high. So usually you would want to focus on those first. Then going down through personal loans, HELOCs, student loans can range in the higher realm as well. We have seen those, but not necessarily. And all the way down to mortgages, which really are pretty low right now, quite frankly. And so you would want to have a serious look at whether or not you want to prepay or pay down your mortgage. So with these different types of debt, the first one that I'd mentioned was credit card debt. That is a, you know, the interest on a credit card is non-deductible. So really it hurts you in multiple ways. And so you would want to go ahead and focus on eliminating that debt first, especially if the interest rates are high. Moving on down, they have disqualified HELOCs from being tax deductible unless you are using them for a home improvement. So if it is just a HELOC that you used for debt consolidation or something like that, then you would go to go ahead and get rid of those as well, as they're not deductible. So with home mortgage debt and student loan debt, those are deductible from a tax standpoint. However, with the new standard deduction, you would want to take a look at those with your tax professional to see if that's something that you would want to reduce and aggressively tackle. One of the things that I'm often asked is whether or not you should pay down your mortgage. And again, this can be an emotional issue, but primarily you need to focus on interest rates and the impact that it has on your overall finances. The extreme that I use for this example is if you had a 0% interest rate on your home mortgage, would you pay it early? And if the answer is no, then you know that there is an interest rate level at which it makes sense to prepay it and one where it doesn't. Thanks for taking a few minutes to review this with me, and I hope that it is helpful to you in your financial situation.
Thanks for listening to a mini episode of the Reach Your Summit podcast by Summit Wealth Group. If you'd like to help support the podcast, please share with others and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Thanks again.